Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's here, ready to go on this Monday. Your phone calls, always welcome, any day, especially on Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Intelligence runs in this family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Poll question, stat of the day, play of the day, all of that forthcoming. 877-3DP-SHOW. If you'd like to dial us up, Operator Tyler standing by. Say good morning to those amongst our radio affiliates numbering nearly 400. And Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app, and you can watch this program for free all 3 hours. We talk about elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Sometimes we forget to include Joe Burrow. Well, those days are done. Patrick Mahomes is wonderful. Josh Allen has been great. But Joe Burrow belongs in that conversation. And if you're looking at top three quarterbacks, maybe top two, it's Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. They get to cross paths coming up next weekend. And when you go back to what Joe Burrow has done, his last three healthy seasons, he had the knee surgery when he got to the Bengals. But his last year at LSU, that's one of the greatest seasons a college quarterback has ever turned in. Then he goes to the Bengals, and what he's done the last 2 years, he went to the Super Bowl last year and was a sack away from maybe completing a pass to Ja'Marr Chase, and they would have won the Super Bowl. And here he is again on the road, goes to Buffalo. Now he goes to Kansas City. They've beaten Patrick Mahomes, and now you get your opportunity again. And, you know, this wasn't one of those, well, team effort. Joe Burrow. It started with Joe Burrow. Set the tone as 14-0 quickly. And we thought maybe it's going to be a shootout. But give credit to a balanced Cincinnati team. You have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, good running. I was worried about the offensive line. Said that going in. That you're missing three starters on the offensive line. And I thought that could be the difference here. He was sacked one time. But a lot of it is of what he does when he moves the pocket. He's very, very quick at getting the ball out. He did what he needed to do. Can he do that against Kansas City? Well, he's going to have to. It won't be as easy because Buffalo was not the better team. Cincinnati proved that. That wasn't a fluke. Cincinnati was by far a better team there. But Joe Burrow, what you see, I mean, you love his confidence. I go back to the interview I did at the Miami Super Bowl when he joined us on set. And I said, you know, where's the confidence come from? And he goes, being prepared. I mean, that's the smart answer. If you are prepared, you should be confident, cocky. Here's Joe Burrow after the win in Buffalo.
It feels like football in December. I guess it's January now, almost February. That was fun.
The first two drives looked like the first two drives back on January 2nd, except throwing the snow.
Yeah.
Why did that not bother you? And what did you guys see to pick up? Why were you able to throw on them?
Well, snow doesn't affect the ball too much. It gets a little wet every now and then, but it's not like rain or wind or anything like that. So we're confident in just about any weather there is.
You just get the feeling that this is just another homework assignment. No big deal. You go to Buffalo, play in the snow. You feel like you should have been hosting that game. Damar Hamlin is in the building. You feel like all the emotion, the sentiment is on their side. The story is not the Bengals, it's the Buffalo Bills. From the beginning, they were the team going to win the Super Bowl. Bengals start out 0-2. Offensive line doesn't look good, even though they concentrated on making the offensive line better. Nobody had the Bengals going back to the Super Bowl. And here they are on the doorstep of going back to the Super Bowl. You got Patrick Mahomes with the high ankle sprain. And that is a big deal because he did come back in, But as you move forward the next couple of days, that's what I'm curious about, because this is something that stays with you. It can actually get worse when you play in the moment before the swelling, adrenaline takes over, get it shot up, all of those things. You can play in the moment, but anybody who's had a high ankle sprain will tell you it's sometimes after the fact where it gets worse. And I don't know what kind of condition he'll be in by next Sunday. But the Bengals will definitely be testing Patrick Mahomes. But if you said Mahomes has to be a pocket passer, he's still a great pocket passer. He has an ability to extend a play, use his legs, like Burrow does. You know, they're not known as runners, but they can, and they can extend a play. And that makes Mahomes so much more valuable. And then you have the Cowboys who had a chance. They had a chance. And it was a slugfest. They had a chance to go up. They lose Pollard, which was a huge loss. Dak Prescott did not look good. Threw two picks. Should have thrown a pick six at the end of the game there as well. And here's Jerry Jones back where he started.
You would know how proud I am of these guys in here. That's a good team. Turnovers do settle the scores with games like that. And I'm so disappointed for our fans. And we've got a locker room full of sick players and coaches to go along with the literally hundreds of thousands of Cowboy fans that are sick.
Wow. You can hear it in his voice that he is so desperate for this. And he's 80 years of age. It's been 30 years since they've done something. And he thought he had his team. He had his defense. You paid Dak all that money. You got one great running back. You got another good running back, C.D. Lamb. You're facing a third-string quarterback there, but on the road. And the Niners did what they needed to do. It wasn't pretty, but that defense did a great job on Dak Prescott. And as you move forward with the Cowboys, Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy's safe. Okay. And he's been loyal to his coaches, sometimes to a fault. But watching that with, you know, the Cowboys, they had their opportunities there. Because the Niners didn't play great. Brock Purdy didn't play great. But Dallas couldn't come up with a big play when they needed to. All right, we'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Got a poll question there, Seton, you're going to unveil?
Yeah, this is something we like to do on Mondays, but we're going to do a poll question.
Dude.
Dak Prescott's game versus the 49ers. You were just talking about it, but dude, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
The Niners, by the way, 2.5-point underdogs against the Eagles. The Bengals, they're getting one point against the Chiefs.
Pretty good.
Started as 3, bet it down to 1. Who else is on the poll?
Giants, they no-showed. That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I got duped.
Yeah, I did.
You know
too.
What I mean? Like, yeah. I kind of like, damn it, I fell for it.
Yeah, I
really
did
thought Danny Dimes was going to show up. And
yeah.
Why did I believe that?
Counterfeit.
Dang.
Yeah. Now I'm watching and I'm going, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I thought, okay, I mean, they played him twice. They know who they are. There's momentum here. They can run the ball. Danny Dimes going to get out in space. The line will put some pressure there. And then all of a sudden it was like, that's over. That didn't take long. Who else is on there, Seton?
Well, let's see. The Bills didn't show up at home, really.
No, they did not.
That was an unfortunate end to that story.
Your Super Bowl favorites. They gifted you a home game. Here is Josh Allen after the loss.
You play to win. Our goal is to win a Super Bowl, a world championship, and we didn't accomplish that. So everything that happened this season is kind of null and void in our minds, and it sucks.
He was choppy last week against the Dolphins, but we sort of brushed that aside because they got the win. He did not look good at all yesterday in comparison with Joe Burrow. What else?
I'm not trying to pick on the Cowboys, but it's possible we have to add another option there because that formation at the end of the game was hilarious.
Okay. I didn't know what happened. I see Zeke Elliott, and I go, wait, he's going to be the center? He's the long snapper? And then the Niners, whoever took a run at him, just blew him up. And I went, well, you know that when they practice that, whoever was on the other side on the Dallas defense didn't blow up his teammate. All of a sudden, Zeke snaps the ball, and boom.
He got trucked.
It's like he exploded right in front of us. And then they completed the pass. Jimmy Ward, you know, blew him up, and then that was the ball game. So the last 2 years, your season comes down to a final play. They don't get the playoff last year, and then they get this playoff. I would have preferred they didn't get that playoff,
right,
as bad as it was. What the heck was that?
And especially because they came out in that formation, and the 49ers call a timeout. They're like, hold up, let's just look at this real quick.
Yeah.
And then they came back out, and gosh, was that, you're like, whoa, what's going to happen? This is like exotic. What are they going to do? Oh, turns out nothing. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
What a way to end the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that was funny.
And then I think Mike McCarthy said we didn't run the play we were supposed to. I don't know what the play was, but it had to be a variation of what they ran. If Zeke is going to be your long snap, so they were going to – Zeke was going to snap it, then they were going to throw it to Zeke, and then Zeke was going to do laterals or something? Yeah, Paul.
So Greg Olson explained it real well. Zeke was eligible to run downfield. He couldn't catch the pass, but he had been eligible to catch the pitches.
Oh, okay.
So he would have been another threatening player on the field instead of a center.
Hmm.
Didn't work out that way.
No, it did not. Anybody else on that list, Seton?
On the negative ones, no, I mean, we could add anybody that you'd like, but that's what we've got so far.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
If we were doing a positive dude poll question, though, Nick Bosa, man, that dude is no joke. I would love to know how many false start penalties he's caused this season, because it seems like at the start of every single game, whoever that like left tackle is or whoever's lined up against him jumps early every single time.
And you try to simulate something like that. It's always when you're getting ready to face an opponent, you'll be like, all right, you're going to be that guy, and then we're going to, you know, simulate how quick. Well, the only guy who can have that speed is probably Micah Parsons. So Micah Parsons would have to be Joey Bosa in practice. And, I mean, or Nick Bosa. Get those guys mixed up. Yes, Paul.
Micah Parsons got a rush, and I think it's Mike McGlinchey, the tackle for the 49ers.
Wow.
Now, McGlinchey got the win, and then nice day, but he kind of got under his armpit and lifted him sideways, and there's this picture. It looks like he's picking him up and, like, delivering a package. You know, it just does not look good.
Last time I saw that was Reggie White. I think that was in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Like, he lifted somebody up or trucked them, but... the Cowboys, disappointment. Bills, disappointment. If I'm a Jags fan, I feel pretty good today. You know, you went toe-to-toe. you know, you got a lot of momentum going into next season. And this is what it comes down to. You got to have the coach and you got to have the quarterback. Well, they had the quarterback. They didn't have the coach. And Doug Peterson did a wonderful job with that team this year. You know, cleaning up the mess, what was left behind with Urban Meyer, and then getting Trevor Lawrence to play like a number one overall pick should play. And I thought that that was one of those moments that it could have gotten out of hand. Like, I didn't want the Jags to get blown out because they had been a really good story. And then all of a sudden you realize that they're not going away. Mahomes gets hurt. Who knew Chad Henne was still in the NFL? He came in, 98-yard drive, and it always helps when you go, okay, if I get in trouble, who can I throw? Oh, Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce. I think the Jags had one of the worst defenses against tight ends this year. And boy, they proved that stat was correct. He had 14 catches.
And you know he's getting it.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain guys where they're open and you go, okay. It feels like we're still surprised Travis Kelce is so open. It's like, man, who's covering it? Well, nobody is. But he looked great, you know? And that's such a weapon to have. All right. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll check in with the Bengals coming up. Also, a little bit later, Ross Tucker worked double duty. I think he worked the Buffalo Bills game, and he worked the Eagles game. So we'll talk to Ross Tucker, our good buddy, coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Bengals right after this, Dan Patrick Show. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is out there in the field house, ready to be revved up and taken cross-country by Seton O'Connor. Each and every Sprinter van built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road. Take on any goal. You can follow your passions, reawaken the spirit of adventure, and check all those big, bold, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. You can own a Sprinter van, and you can live and work and play out your dreams. 16 body types, a choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize. It's capable, versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. And you could own your own Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, customized by Gretsch RV. Enter the Dan Patrick Show's Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Over 100,000 have entered so far. Visit danpatrick.com for your chance to win it. It's the van that will be taken cross-country and going out to the Super Bowl. Now's the time. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Dave Lapham has been working for the Bengals radio network for over 30 years, former offensive tackle with the Bengals. Good to have him back on the show. Take me back to training camp, Dave. What was the Bengals, I guess, personality like after losing the Super Bowl?
You know, Dan, it was interesting at training camp because Joe Burrow had had the appendectomy. So, you know, Joe was healing. I mean, Joe couldn't go. He wasn't practicing. The offensive lineman, Collins, had a back problem. Kappa had to, he had a hip flexor issue that he had to have surgery on. They were beaten up. And so it's like, man, got all these new offensive linemen. They can't work. They can't practice together. Quarterbacks driving around on a golf cart. I mean, our leader is disabled right now. It was kind of like, what's going on, you know? But they still thought they had the core of a damn good football team. And then Joe Burrow healed up. You know, they start off 0-2. They go -5. Joe plays in the opener, and he was not himself. They go five turnover five times. They go -5 and still could have won the game. Miss an extra point, miss a field goal in overtime, miss an extra point at the conclusion of the game that would have won it. I mean, so it's like this is still a good football team. Since then, 13 out of 15, 10 in a row. I mean, they just got healthy. Everybody, you know, realized, hey, if we do our part of what 1/11th of what we're supposed to do when we're out there on the football field, we're pretty good. And they I thought they played, from a timely standpoint, their most complete game of the year. I thought that they played a clean game. They had no turnovers. They only had two penalties, two false starts for 9 yards, two penalties for 9 yards. So they played a clean game. They played a complete game, and they played a complimentary football game, the three C's. You can't beat the three C's, man.
What was the atmosphere like in Buffalo?
They were very confident. The fan base was extremely confident. The Bills were very confident. And meteorologically, the atmosphere was funky. I mean, it was chilly. It was pretty cold. The wind chill was in the 20s. It was snowing, big flakes at times, pretty good sized ones. But the good thing is, Dan, no wind. The wind was negligible. And I was surprised because I thought, man, you got funky weather like that. Normally off the lake, here comes the wind, you know, and it was very, very still. The flags were still, the little banners on top of the goalposts were, you know, just flaccid, just sitting there. They weren't moving. So thought, well, they can still throw the ball, can still kick it pretty well. So, and they just went out and just the hell with the elements. We're just going to, the thing that they did, Dan, that they wanted to do, this football team now is 10-0 when they score first. They like to land the first punch, and they landed the first punch, and they staggered the Buffalo Bills. They staggered Josh Allen and the Bills, and then they chased them into the corner and just kept throwing body shots. You know, they never let up on it. So it was like a heavyweight fight. You hit the big overhand right or the hook or whatever you hit, stagger them, and then just, you know, TKO, you know, just get after them and finish them. And that's pretty much what they did all day long. I mean, they had an offensive line, Dan, that had three new starters.
I know.
I mean, 3 weeks in a row, they lose a starting offensive lineman. And that group goes out and runs the ball for over 170 yards on a defense that was like number two in the NFL in rushing yards allowed, 170 yards. And as a result, Joe Burrow only gets sacked one time and gets hit two others. Joe Burrow now, in the last two seasons, when he's sacked three times or less, he's 23 wins, three losses. Protect Joe Burrow, he's pretty good.
Have you figured him out personality-wise?
That's a good question, Dan. I think he works to make it difficult to figure him out. He is a very, very intelligent guy, has a very, very broad base of interests. He's not a one trick pony guy. You know, I mean, he's got a lot going on. He is one sharp dude. And I'll tell you, he is a football savant. I can tell you that. This guy is the Albert Einstein of football, man. He's got the answers to the test, and he ain't cheating. He knows it, man. And he's got a confidence as a result of it. He's got an earned confidence that is just, you know, borders on, you know, cocky. He's got the swagger, and boy, his teammates respond to him. I mean, it is unbelievable. He is definitely the duck leading the ducklings. I mean, it's like everybody else is a little line behind the big duck, man, and he's taking the ducklings down to the pond.
Fair to make the comparison to Joe Montana?
I think it is fair. I think that's a good comparison. I really do. I think they're very similar. I think Joe might have a little bit stronger arm than Joe Montana, but I think he hit a great one because Joe Montana had that kind of football mind. He had that kind of charisma where his teammates, you know, followed him, followed his lead. And the big thing, and Paul Brown used to say this, and it's so simple, but it's so true. I remember, you know, I was talking to him about quarterback playing. He goes, David, the simple thing about quarterbacks is the most important thing is the simplest thing. They got to throw it straight. You know, they got to be accurate with the football. And man, Joe Burrow can put it in the eye of a needle from 50 yards away. And that's what Joe Montana could do. Kenny Anderson, all the great quarterbacks that, you know, had that accuracy, pinpoint accuracy.
Always great to talk to you. Save that voice for next weekend. You're going to need it.
I know it's going to be fun, man. Dan have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs three times in a calendar year. It could be a fourth in less than 13 months if they can do it again. Are the Bengals in the Chiefs' heads, or are the Chiefs going to be like, that's enough? Three in a row is enough. We got to stop this one. It's going to be interesting out there.
Good to talk to you as always, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the invitation. You're the best.
That's Dave Lapham. He's been doing the color commentating for the Bengals radio network for over 30 years. He's right there. He's a fan with a microphone. And they visit the Chiefs, the AFC title game next Sunday. That'll be at 6 Eastern.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, also Even Money Podcast. He was on the call for Giants-Eagles Saturday night, and then he was also in Buffalo on the field for the Bengals and the Bills. And our good buddy, back with us. Describe the atmosphere in Buffalo on the sidelines.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome, Dan. Now, I don't know what gloves I was wearing. I was wearing the gloves that let you still be on your cell phone, but evidently those are not like water resistant. So huge mistake by me. My gloves were soaked like the whole second half. So I didn't even wear them. I went like barehanded. I had those like heat pack things trying to warm them back up. I didn't really take the snow into account that much in terms of my attire. Like even that jacket I was wearing, not really like a waterproof jacket, but I survived. The atmosphere was amazing. It felt like I was in a snow globe. I love being on the sideline. I'm just surprised by how the game played out. I mean, you're in Buffalo. It's a home game. They were decent favorites. It's snowing. It felt like the stars were aligned for this great Bills performance, and they got dominated. I mean, the Bengals came in there and just kicked their you-know-what.
I'm trying to figure out, as much as I want to praise what the Bengals did, and rightfully so, and Joe Burrow, like what are the Bills missing here?
So a couple thoughts. Number one, they got out-coached. I mean, let's just be clear about this. The Bengals seemingly on both sides of the ball were one step ahead of the Bills. You know, Dan, when Burrow catches the ball, like in the shotgun, it feels like 90% of the time he knows where he's throwing it before he even gets it. I mean, he actually reminds me of like Peyton Manning. He really does. Like he is that smart that as soon as he catches it, out. I mean, he just is that sharp. Whereas Josh Allen, it feels like Josh Allen was catching the ball. I don't know how much of this is coaching or how much of it was the Bengals D coordinator Lou Anarumo fooling Josh Allen. But Josh Allen looked like he was getting the ball. Dan was like in the backyard with his buddies running around, like trying to find somebody open and then like rifling it in there. It felt like, you know, the Bengals were like playing chess and the Bills were playing checkers. That's number one. Number two, the Bills got beat up front on both sides of the ball. They don't have any real dudes on their D-line. And losing Von Miller obviously hurt. But these other guys, Ed Oliver, Greg Rousseau, like, you know, make a play. Yeah. Somebody on the D-line, please, at some point in the game, make a play. Especially against the revamped Bengals O-line. Meanwhile, the Bills couldn't really protect or do a great job blocking the Bengals D-line. I mean, in every game, I felt like the team that ran the ball better or was better up front, that's the team that won.
And it felt like, and I know it's recency bias, but Joe Burrow and Josh Allen maybe were right there as the second best quarterback in the NFL. Is that fair to say behind Mahomes?
Yeah, I would have said last year and even most of this year, I would probably have Allen ahead of Burrow. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. Last year in the playoffs, Josh Allen was insane. I think he had like 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, a crazy passer rating, you know, over 10 yards per attempt. He was not that way this postseason. Josh Allen was not locked in like Burrow was yesterday. I don't know how those guys do it, to be honest. I mean, it wasn't like that much snow, but it was enough. Dan, I'm standing there. It's like hitting my eyes. Like I'm amazed at how well the Bengals in particular were able to throw and catch the ball in those conditions.
Yeah. And, you know, here's Buffalo. They were gifted this home playoff game. You had the conditions there. You had DeMar Hamlin in the building. It felt like this is the storybook. This is destiny. The Buffalo Bills are going to go to Kansas City, and this time they're going to win in Kansas City. They're not going to run out of time. They're going to get their opportunity, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl. It just felt like there was so much attached to this that it's almost like not only Buffalo Bills fans, but America might have felt a little bit let down with what happened with the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what their fans looked like or sounded like after this game. If it was, I mean, because they handled them from start to finish. So it wasn't a surprise ending here, but the atmosphere after that game was what?
They were stunned. They were stunned. You know, I played up there a few years, Dan, so I know a lot of those people. They really did think this was going to be their year, right? Like after what had happened the last couple of years, they thought this was their year. You know, I interviewed Mixon on the field after the game, and it was 27-10. I would say half the Bills fans had left, you know, in the last couple of minutes. But what's interesting is half had left. I don't know that I can ever recall leaving a field, I don't know, 5 minutes after the game and seeing that many fans just sitting in their seats, just kind of stunned, just watching the field. You know, those people live for that, Dan. I mean, Western New York Bills fans, they live for that. And I think, look, I said it on the air. I was surprised they got handled like that. I know you got to think the Bills fans were shocked.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, joining us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to see the Eagles' performance against the Giants. Before I talk about the Eagles, if you're the Giants, what do you do moving forward with Daniel Jones?
I think you got to bring him back. I mean, what are your other alternatives? What are your other options?
Well, I would want to franchise him, and I would hope to get Saquon Barkley for a 4-year, $45 million deal.
Totally sharing a brain, Dan. I think the Eagles game was the difference between going all in on a really nice contract for Daniel Jones versus let's just franchise tag him and see how it goes. He was not good. I mean, the interception of Bradbury was horrific. He almost threw several others. It did not look like he knew where to go with the football. He took multiple sacks he shouldn't. He missed some throws that he just couldn't miss. I mean, Dan, he one time ran out of bounds for a loss of 5 yards. So think about that. Everybody in there, all right, we all know that if you're outside of the pocket, you can throw the ball away and it's not, you don't lose any yards. You're allowed to do that. He ran out of bounds for a loss of 5 yards. If I was an offensive lineman on the Giants, I would be like, what are you doing? It's year four. He's played a lot of football. Flick it out of bounds.
Yeah.
You know you're allowed to do that. He played really poorly, and I think played poorly enough that it'll give the Giants enough pause that they'd rather franchise tag him than give him a big deal with multiple years of guarantees.
According to DraftKings, the Niners are 2.5-point underdogs against the Eagles. Where are the Eagles vulnerable when it comes to the Niners' game plan?
So I think the Niners have to run the football, and I think the Niners have to have a lead. You know, if the Niners fall behind and they get into a drop-back passing game, that's not really how their offensive line is designed, and the Eagles' D-line is just ferocious. And I don't think Purdy's in a good spot if it's a bunch of drop-back pass. I think this game is critical. First quarter, second quarter, the Niners have to get a lead, and they have to be able to run the football, which I think they can do. Teams have been able to run the ball on the Eagles at times. So watching that game, if the Niners are able to run the ball on the Eagles, then they got a real chance. If they can't, boy, I feel like they're in trouble. That will be tough. That's asking a lot of Purdy to win that game with his arm in Philadelphia on Sunday.
What do you do if you're the Cowboys?
It's a good question. I thought that was a huge missed opportunity, Dan. Huge. I mean, They were every bit as good as the Niners in that game. They probably win that game if Dak doesn't throw those two picks. I mean, he threw one, backed up in his own territory, gave the Niners a field goal, threw another one when they were in the red area, you know, and took away 3 points. But you're not going to get rid of Dak. He's your guy. I think primarily they need to get another weapon on the outside for Dak, another receiver, even though they moved the ball pretty well. And then I still think they could use some help on the back end on defense. They're not far away. They're right there. And I think they proved that by going – I mean, that was a physical, good game. And the Cowboys seemed like they were pretty much every bit as good as the Niners with the exception of those interceptions.
I'll leave you with this. The high ankle sprain with Patrick Mahomes, Paulie spoke to a doctor who deals with this and said, you know, an hour after you have it, you know, just adrenaline, you could shoot it up, you're okay. It's the coming days, that high ankle sprain. And this doesn't just go away. What do you do if you're Patrick Mahomes in a situation? Like, can he just say, I'm just going to be a pocket passer?
I mean, that's what he's going to try to do. And I don't know how well that's going to go. I mean, that's not him. We, you know, I think it's really hard as a player in any sport to go out there and be someone you're really not. That's not what he is. You know, that's not who he is. And I can guarantee you, Dan, I don't know how this guy, I was talking to him yesterday. I don't know how this guy doesn't have any head coach interviews. I can guarantee you Bengals D coordinator Lou Anarumo is going to have an awesome plan that's going to not allow Mahomes to get rid of the ball quickly. Because the longer Mahomes has to hold the ball, the more chance there is he has to move around or do something, which I don't know that he's going to be able to do. So the Bengals are going to take away the quick reads, quick throws from Mahomes. He's going to have to try to move. I don't think he's going to be able to do it. That's a tough injury against a really talented and well-coached defense. That's going to be a tall task for Mahomes if he can't move like he normally does.
Better food in Philadelphia or Kansas City?
Oh, for this upcoming weekend. Because yesterday, Buffalo might have been the best of the year. I mean, they came to play. I don't know what happened on the field, but they came to play in the press box. I mean, it was really impressive. They had beef on Weck mac and cheese. So it's like the beef that they have in the Weck in the mac and cheese. Street corn. They had wings from La Nova. And I knew I was going to be on the sideline. There's no food if you're a sideline person. So I had to eat enough pregame at 1 o'clock to last me till my drive home at 8 o'clock. So I went all in. Well done by the Bills. They also, Dan, they email you the day before with what the spread will be, which I appreciate because I like to get my mind, like if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I look at the menu before I go to the restaurant, of course. So the Bills let me visualize my game plan so I can execute in the pregame.
So you had your walkthrough with the menu.
Yes. Yes. And I already was like, okay, I got to get some wings. I've never heard of beef Weck mac and cheese, but that sounds amazing. It was delicious. It was awesome. It was very filling. I wasn't hungry at halftime. Thank you to the Buffalo Bills PR and food staff. That was amazing.
Good to talk to you as always.
Always. I'm on the sideline Sunday for Eagles Niners. So can't wait to talk to you about it next Monday.
Thank you, buddy. That's our good buddy, Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change, but there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.